Nolte, Skeleton Crew is Disney's biggest Star Wars streaming failure ever. By John Nolte on January 10, 2025. The Disney grooming syndicate has so woke raped Star Wars. Its latest streaming series, Skeleton Crew, flopped without making a sound. Skeleton Crew, a live-action Disney Plus series that stars Jude Law, has achieved a dubious milestone by failing to chart on any major streaming ratings measurement platform, reports that Park Place. This puts the show at the bottom of the franchise's already struggling offerings, earning the unenviable title of the lowest-performing Star Wars project to date. Teehee. Everything Lucasfilm chief Kathleen Kennedy touches turns to fail. The only thing keeping her in that job are her lady parts. A white guy would have been fired 5 years ago. Here are the facts. Skeleton Crew's first two episodes debuted the first week of January and not only failed to chart in the top 10 original streaming shows, it lost to Netflix's The Great British Baking Show, which landed in the 10th spot with 382 million minutes viewed. As that Park Place points out, with two episodes released, this means Skeleton Crew averaged under 191 million minutes per episode. By comparison, the Disney Plus Star Wars catastrophe known as The Acolyte debuted with an average of 244 million minutes per episode and managed to crack the top 10. A 10-year-old Liam Neeson movie, Run All Night, which barely made a blip in theaters, attracted more viewer attention than a brand new Star Wars series. Reruns of the TV series canceled 12 years ago, Gossip Girl, attracted more viewer attention. This, I think, is what should worry Disney above all. This marks a new low for Star Wars under Disney's stewardship. While previous entries generated polarized responses or modest viewership, Skeleton Crew seems to have been met with outright disinterest. When a franchise built on engaging audiences and dominating pop culture fails to outperform a baking show, the questions surrounding its future become unavoidable. Outright disinterest. Exactly. Fans aren't just critical anymore, they're indifferent. The days of heated debates over The Last Jedi and the Rise of Skywalker have given way to a collective shrug. Apathy has replaced anger, which may be the greatest threat to any entertainment brand. As the saying goes, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference. We are now a decade into the Kathleen Kennedy era. This era started with great excitement and box office records. Then, as Kennedy's open hostility towards the Star Wars fan base became apparent, frustration mixed with anger but still mixed with hope hit the fans. Then came disappointment. Then came despair. And now comes the divorce, where one side, the fans, just wants out. Keep the dog, keep the house, keep the retirement accounts. I just want out. The Star Wars brand is so woke-raped, it can no longer excite, provoke, insult, or even capture our attention. We just don't care anymore. Kathleen Kennedy and her bizarre, anti-creative obsessions with race and sexuality have worn normal people down to where we are done. We just want out. Keep the characters. Keep the X-Wing fighters. Keep Baby Yoda. Keep the lightsabers. Keep the lore. We are done with this relationship. All I ask is that you leave me alone. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.